My name is Lauren, and I am an art editor for The Tower. I am here today with Barbara to talk about her piece that is in the 2021 edition of The Tower, titled Jason with a Hangover. To begin, I want to ask if you could give us a description of the piece and possibly the story behind how it came to be.
Jason with a Hangover is a photograph, and it's kind of an intimate scene where Jason is in the bathtub and you can just kind of see his head and shoulders, and he's got like a rag on his head or something, and it's his eyes are shut. It's kind of dark and cropped pretty closely. So it's sort of a somber photo. And the picture came about because I was going over to my friend Jason's house to photograph him, which I've done several times, just because he's willing to be photographed. And I arrived like a Sunday late morning, and he was not exactly dressed yet, and he was slightly hungover. And he's like, oh yeah, you're right, you were coming, I had forgotten. But he's a good sport. So we had this idea to do a photo of him in the bathtub, kind of based on a painting. And he got in. There's like no water in the tub, obviously. And he was just sort of sitting there, and he was just in this really quiet mood, and normally he's really exuberant. And so I had my lights set up, and it just was such a great shot. And he had this kind of ugly bathroom at the time, and this ugly shower curtain, and everything was kind of grungy, and it just worked out really nicely.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this picture in particular. I thought it was a good kind of energy to it, the dark lighting, and it seemed very casual, which I liked.
There was actually a lot of setup behind it, and the bathroom was really tiny, and I had my light stand in there, and there was not a lot of room to maneuver. But he and I have known each other for quite a while, so we have a really easygoing relationship, and I think that really helped.
A follow-up question to that, I guess, would be, do you usually know the people you photograph really well?
Yeah, definitely. In fact, I am really chomping at the bit. As soon as COVID really is over, I'm definitely going to photograph some more people. And I've approached some other friends of mine, but Jason's at the top of the list. And Jason's just always so willing to do it. And he's such a non-art guy, but I've drawn him for a figure drawing class several times. And he has the photograph of himself in the bathtub hanging in his kitchen. And anyway, I've wanted to photograph some other guys as well, in part because I think women are photographed or drawn or painted far more than men. At least I feel like there are fewer men who are used as models by women. And I'm not really interested in photographing women necessarily. I just think men are more interesting for me personally. So
you mentioned that you did a figure drawing of some sort. Is mm-hmm. photography your main art medium you use, or do you do other things as well?
I do other stuff. I've taken sculpture, and I'm in ceramic sculpture now, and last fall I had figure drawing. And I love those things, but I feel like I always go back to photography. It's the medium I've used the longest, and I just feel like I have a stronger photographic vocabulary than I do like sculptural or drawing, even though I really like doing those things. And you can really, there's such a variety. So all this time that I haven't been able to photograph people because of COVID, I've been out photographing in the city or like, you know, rural things. There's just always so much you can do with photography, and you don't need any equipment necessarily, or you don't need to have a dark room, or you don't need to have just lots of big equipment. So it's easier. Like I can't do ceramics in my kitchen. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen, but I can do photography here.
Yeah. What got you interested in photography? You said you've been doing it for a long time. What was there an inspiration, or did you just pick it up?
I think it had to do with, I'm older, obviously, and I went to art school when I was a teenager and in my early 20s, and I loved figure drawing, and I always loved working with a model. But when I left art school, which was a total mistake, But when I left art school, it was harder to access models like for figure drawing. It was harder to get people to come into my space and, you know, take their clothes off and for me to draw them. It was a lot easier to photograph people. And so that's what I did. I just started approaching people I knew through work or, you know, friends of friends and photograph them. And I don't know, there's some energy that clicks when there's this interaction that happens when they're just two people. You know, it has to be kind of the right interaction. And I had people I would kind of like with Jason, I was living in California at the time, but I had this friend, Matthew, who I would photograph over and over again. And we just had this great rapport and we were able, you know, really good energy. We could work together really well. And there's just something kind of magical about that when that happens. So anyway, I got into photography because it was easy in a way. There was easy access.
It sounds like you grew to like it though, which is.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
So this year's theme for the tower is catchlight, which is kind of a photography term when there's a reflection of light in the subject's eye. And so we have kind of taken that to be how a piece comes to life, whether it is art or writing of some sort. So how would you say that this year's theme is represented in this piece, but also in your work in general?
I feel like in most of my photography, or I don't know, maybe half of my photography, light plays a really big role. And I mean, the piece of Jason is, the light is very subdued, but I worked really hard to get it to look like that. It was really important and it worked really well. When I photograph, I've really learned to look for the light and to track the light, track reflections, and use light to really define whatever I'm looking at or whatever I'm photographing. So like help define a building or define water or define a puddle. Light becomes a tool, but it can also be, I have a tendency to photograph underpasses, like under freeways or under roadways, because they have there's kind of this magical space in there. And if you time it right, there's also light, like shafts of light that come through between the street above you. And it can be really magical. And the light forms its own shape and it, you know, or it illuminate like this really muddy puddle or, I mean, light does so much of the work, I feel like. It's a matter of like catching it.
It's great. Sometimes you have to try to get light and sometimes it kind of comes naturally. Is it more difficult to get the lights perfect than waiting for kind of a natural light to come?
I feel like I'm not great with lights. I use lights and I have lights, but I'm not great at light. If I can get a natural light to work, that's so much better. It's like 100 times better. But often you have to like augment the light that you have. I mean, particularly with portraits, there's just really no way around that. Like when I'm out photographing in the city or nature, or whatever, I always go out really early in the morning I can be very deliberate about what light I'm using. And photographing people is a little bit trickier. So like, you know, going over to Jason's, I have to bring light. And at the time he was living in this really dark house. So there was just no way to use natural light. We did a couple pictures, but they just didn't work as well.
What's kind of next for you art-wise, or if there's anything you're working on in specific right now, or just what you're looking forward to, maybe kind of as we mentioned, as COVID-19 is.
Yeah. Yeah. This whole year has been, of course, hard not going into the classroom. Each semester I've had one class that was partially in person, which was great. So that helps, but not being around people is just really hard. So next year is my last year. And I'm really looking forward to being on campus and taking classes where I can really just use the facilities more. So I'm planning to get into the dark room, which I haven't done in a really long time, or I'm planning to photograph people again. And also I'm planning to like pile on a bunch of classes in the fall just to take advantage of everything I can do. Like I took figure drawing last fall, but we weren't able to meet in person every time. We did like maybe half the time. So I was going to take the class again just to get access to the models again. So in a way, I feel like COVID hit at the perfect time because I'm a junior now. And so I've been at home a lot. But that's okay because I've been prepping. And next year, my last year, we'll be on campus. And the timing is great for me personally.
Right. I'm a junior as well. I also feel the same way in that.
I have two daughters and they're both in school. One's a junior in college and one's in her first year of graduate school. And so we're all graduating at the same time next year. And it's, you know, I feel like for them, it works out really well too, because they get to spend their last year on campus in person.
Yeah. One final question would just be, do you have any advice for student artists starting their art careers?
I remember when I was starting in photography, they said when I started, it was all film photography. And my teacher, who was this really strange man, I remember him saying that you had to go through thousands of rolls, or you had to really burn through a bunch of film before you start taking any good pictures. And I feel like with digital photography, it's so easy to do that. So I feel like if anyone's interested in photography in any way, it's practically free to just blow through thousands and thousands of photos until they start getting kind of good, which I still do right now. I'm in a class where we've had to do a self-portrait, actually five of them. And pretty much the last thing I want to do is photograph myself and look at those pictures. But I took easily 1500 pictures of myself. and the first 750 are just going straight in the trash. They're just terrible. But then I kind of sort of figured out what was working and what wasn't. So I guess that would be my advice.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. It was great to talk to you.
You're welcome. It was really nice to talk.
Thank you.
Yeah.